Hare Krishna. To stop giving yourself to the mind, give yourself the third degree. We often unwittingly give ourselves to the mind. Normally, when we give ourselves to somebody, that means we do whatever that person wants us to do. We put aside our interests for the sake of that other person. But if that other person is exploitative, that other person is malevolent, then giving ourselves to that person can be very dangerous. It can be destructive for us. So when we give ourselves to the mind, that means we start doing whatever the mind tells us to do. Come on, eat this, watch this, touch this, enjoy this, go here, go there, get that. When we give ourselves to the mind, because at present our mind is our worst enemy, we often we hurt ourselves. We can even wreck ourselves if we give ourselves to the mind. And the special difficulty in avoiding giving ourselves to the mind is that we often don't even realize that we are giving ourselves to the mind, because the mind is right inside us. You know, when we give ourselves to somebody else, at that time we are aware, okay, this person is there, I am here, and I am doing what the person is telling me to do. But when the mind is inside us, often we misidentify ourselves with the mind. And we go here and there and everywhere with the mind. So Krishna urges us that when we start going here and there with the mind, in the 6th chapter, in the 26th verse, he states that yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad atmanyeva vashamnayat. So he says yato yato nishchalati, he says wherever and whenever the mind wanders, manaschanchalam asthiram, it is the nature of the mind to be restless, to be fickle, tatastato niyamyaitad, still from there you bring the mind under control. Atmanyeva vashamnayed. Definitely, Krishna says, bring the mind under control. Atmanyeva vashamnayed. So now, how can we bring the mind under control, you may say? The mind wanders here and there. So to stop giving ourselves to the mind, we need to give ourselves the third degree. The third degree is a term used to refer to long and harsh questioning by the police. For example, if a criminal has been arrested and the criminal is not admitting to the wrongdoing or not giving necessary information to pin the other criminals, at that time the police may subject the criminal to third degree and long and harsh grueling questioning. So similarly, we also need to subject ourselves to the third degree. That what is the third degree over here? This third degree is meant to increase our self-awareness. Usually, when we get caught by the mind and we get carried away by the mind, we are no longer aware of what we are doing. We simply start doing it as per the mind's spell. So if we can create self-awareness, but the third degree means referring to three questions. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? And how am I doing it? If we start asking ourselves these three questions, we will be able to orient ourselves mentally properly. So what am I doing? Sometimes when we are doing important things also, for example, when we are practicing mantra meditation, we completely forget that we are meditating and our mind starts just going here and there. But if you were to just remember, oh, what am I doing? Oh, I'm meditating. Oh, it's a serious activity. I should be doing it carefully. I should be doing it attentively. I should be doing it reverentially. That is related to this. What am I doing? Then immediately we can ask ourselves the next question. Why am I doing this? Is it because people are telling me to do it? Is it because I'm expected to do it? No, it is because I want to do it. It is the best thing for me. It is what is going to purify me. It is what is going to bring about my latent spiritual potential. It is what is going to bring out the best within me. So, and then, how am I doing it? If we ask ourselves this question, then we'll become aware. Oh, I was meditating, I was uttering the mantra, but my mind was everywhere except on the mantra. Let me work attentively. Let me become attentive in my chanting. So in this way, when we start focusing our consciousness on what is the best for us, on what we are doing. We start becoming self-aware by subjecting ourselves to a third degree. Then we can avoid the mind spells and move onwards, steadily towards Krishna. So by giving ourselves a third degree, by asking what am I doing, why am I doing this, and how am I doing it, we can counter the mind spell, stop unwittingly giving ourselves to the mind, and do that which is most important for us, and do it well. Thank you. Hare Krishna.